ball in my hand, all I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing, feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Week 13 of the 2023-24 basketball season. We are live from Spartan Gymnasium on the campus of Sun Valley High School for tonight's Southern Carolina Conference matchup between Weddington and Sun Valley. Matt Ebrick here, Ryan Cook next to me.
Hello.
And we'll bring you tonight's doubleheader with the girls and the boys. And these two teams met earlier this season back on January 23rd. Warriors won that game 52-46. Before we get to those, the Porter Ridge around the county tonight. Porter Ridge at Cuthbertson. Marvin Ridge going out of conference, taking on our boy Pete Moy.
Yep.
Over in South Meck.
Yeah.
And then Rocky River. Parkwood's off tonight. Piedmont at Cat, at West Stanley at Forest Hills. Anson at Monroe. And then Greystone Day at Union Academy.
So a couple things on that. As I mentioned to you off air, I did some research and then managed to forget it at home. But in this
while
girls,
you get paid in Skittles
in this
and not
big,
greenbacks.
In this girls situation tonight, and this will relate to the game that we have going on here, it's a big night and a big week, let's say, for the girls situation, right? So like as you mentioned, Porter Ridge at Cuthbertson, you know, I'm assuming the favorite's going to win there. You know, I'm assuming that Porter Ridge will take care of business. And then that makes this game here huge because the winner of this game will then take control over the other team, you know, a little bit. And then they'll be tying up Cuthbertson. And then I know Weddington has Cuthbertson Friday.
And Porter Ridge or Sun Valley has Marvin Ridge.
Yeah, and I think really the way that what I'm going to say in this whole big picture is Weddington's girls are their destiny's in their own hands.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like they have control starting tonight. If they win tonight and they win Friday, my guess is they finish third in the conference and they go to the playoffs. That's my guess. You know, now I don't really quite understand the playoff process at this point, but they're like number 20 in max preps on the west side. So I would think if they win the next two games, that they would only go up.
Yeah, I think the third team in this conference will make the playoffs and be on
so.
The road.
That's what I think so.
Unless it's all going to be, it'll be on the road. Even if they ran the
right,
table
right,
and won the conference
right.
tournament, they're going to be on the road.
But I think they would get into playoffs.
Yes.
But I mean, the same thing really. I mean, the same thing with all the teams. But I feel like, if I'm not mistaken, Cuthbertson has a really rough road girl-wise. I think they only have two games left. And it's
Marvin
and Porter Ridge,
Porter Ridge
right?
tonight.
So very unlikely. Anything can happen, but unlikely they win one of those. And then Sun Valley needs to win tonight, and then they don't have another one with Cuthbertson, or they do? No, they don't, because we just said that. So, hey.
No,
they don't, because we just said, yeah. So, again, I think Weddington really has a lot of opportunity in front of them. So we'll see. It's exciting tonight.
Weddington 12-8 overall, 1-4 in the conference, won three of their last five, coming off that tough 66-61 loss to Porter Ridge, where they, to be honest, Ryan, they outplayed the Pirates that night. They just did.
They really did.
They did. As a team,
for
four three quarters and a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're led by Bailey Page, 13.5 points, four rebounds, two assists, two steals, 29% from three. Freshman guard had a night last week. 11.8 points on the season, four rebounds, two assists, 44% from three. Eight threes against Porter Ridge with a career high 27. And then junior Madison Motto, 8.5 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. When she wants to shoot the three, she knocks them down. Not a high-volume three shooter, but 38% from three. And they are coached by Dan Welch.
Yeah, and you know, I've said this before, really trying to give Coach some credit here, that you know he had them doing a lot more this offseason than they'd done in the past. And I think you're seeing it. I mean, he's got 12 wins now when they'd had 11 combined the last 2 years. You know, of course, their goal is to win these next two, and they also have a non-conference for Monroe. So, like, you know, he's a very humble guy, but he's thinking, you know, we have a good chance to win three more games. I mean, they could win 15
games
this year.
They've got Monroe next week, right?
Right.
Sun Valley's got Monroe tomorrow night.
Okay.
I know
okay.
it's non-conference, but – It's not going to mean anything with the conference records, but maybe the seeding, I don't know.
It could hurt you that much more of getting in or not getting in.
Because Monroe is not a good basketball team.
No, but they're better than they were. But it's a much improved season. As you mentioned, Caroline Clark really had, 8 3-pointers in the last game. And Bailey Page has been pretty consistent with her scoring.
17 against Porter Ridge.
And I think that last time I saw these two teams play, I was a little bit surprised, if you remember. I was giving Meters a little bit more, I was giving her more credit for how big. I was thinking she was bigger than she was, I guess. She's athletic and she's good. But, you and I have seen enough of Weddington that if Motto and Bailey Page can get the ball inside against smaller people, they're really good scoring there. So
what impressed you most the last time was the Maria Garcia that came off the bench for Sun Valley.
She had a big game.
They are led by, or they are 10-10 on the season, 1-4 as well in the conference, having lost four in a row and have not won since they beat Butler back on January 16th. They are led by Tyra Robinson, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. She has 920 points career-wise, so she's really looking to get 1,000, depending on how things go in that conference tournament.
Yeah.
Jordan Vaughn, 11.5 points, 4 rebounds, 28% from 3, and senior wing Ari Meters, 7.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 2.5 steals, and they are coached by Matt Bear.
Yeah, and this Sun Valley team has been a little bit of a mystery to me. I've only seen them, I think, play that one time, if I'm not mistaken for me.
I've seen them a couple times when they get to Parkwood.
Yeah, and
Porter Ridge.
I like the talent of this team. I think they've got good pieces, but they just haven't really put it together. And I think that makes them dangerous.
Well, they're not deep at all.
No, they're not. But I think that makes them dangerous that they. we got a guest official is going to join us. Commentating, but. No, I think – and the thing that did impress me and struck me in the Sun Valley game with Weddington, even though Weddington won it, was that Sun Valley just looked a little bit bigger and stronger and athletic in all aspects. They're not super big, strong, and athletic, but in all positions a little bit more so than Weddington, I felt – or in the guard positions more than anything.
What concerned me the last time these two teams met, maybe she's got a little more confidence at Clark, the way she played against Porter Ridge. But if you remember against – Sun Valley the first time, their guards kind of bullied her.
I felt like
bringing the ball up the court in transition. They're bigger, they're taller.
Yes.
And they kind of moved her around at free will.
I felt that's where you definitely noticed it. I think if anyone watching that game noticed the size and physicality of Robinson as opposed to Clark, and I think that made things tough on Weddington, you know.
It did.
So I do think this should be a great game. I think it's a good matchup. I think either team has definitely the capability of winning this game.
And it's important for that 3 seed in the conference.
It's big. It's huge.
Because it's wide open between the three teams.
Absolutely.
We're about a minute and a half away from the tip. We're going to come back after a break and bring you the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Sun Valley hosting Weddington. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abram, Ryan Cook. Starters for tonight's girls' game for Weddington will be Clark, Page, Bergman, Poole, and Motto, the usual suspects, according to Coach Welch. For Sun Valley, it is senior night tonight.
Right. I was going to mention that. I had forgotten.
But they're not starting every senior.
Interesting. Okay.
They've only got 3.
And not all 3 of them are starting.
No,
huh?
Sir.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of a tradition that I feel like not many people
break.
Don't do. I just didn't do a double negative there. I don't know. That is interesting to me. But you know, the emotions of senior night can always go either way. You know, I mean, definitely come out and be super pumped and excited and have one of your best games you've had. Or you come out and you're over-emotional and a little overly amped and maybe – you know, the nerves are getting the best of you, and we'll see how that comes out. All right, all right.
Meters, Robinson, Henry, Bradley, and Vaughn. And keep in mind, Tyra's 80 points away from 1,000.
Right.
So.
I don't think she's going to get that tonight.
No, but, you know, it's, you may be pressing a little too hard sometimes, you know,
and
you want
to. So did Ari give us a fist bump last time?
She did. She gave me one before the game, too.
Man, got to love it. Nate came over and said hi to us, Tavares.
Motto and Meters will jump center, Sun Valley right to left.
Absolutely love this song, by the
Weddington
way.
Weddington left to right on your internet dial. Game of the week, get underway here. Tip in the air and one by the Spartans into the backcourt. Bradley over to Robinson. Robinson across the timeline in the white home jerseys for the Spartans, moving left to right. Cross court over to Henry. High post to Meters. Low pass. Got it back. Up top between the key. Swings it over to Vaughn on the left wing. Tipped out of her hands by Poole back up top. Robinson with it. High post. Kick into the corner. Back to Vaughn. Back to the corner. Henry going to drive. Layup. Reverse. Up and good for Kaylin Henry.
Like that drive.
Pull across the timeline, moving right to left, excuse me.
Looks like
into the backcourt, out of bounds. It will be Sun Valley ball.
Yeah, I don't know. You want Natalie Poole bringing that up for that reason. Looks like both teams starting out man-to-man tonight.
Robinson, Clark up on her right wing over to Henry, guarded by Bergman. On the block to Meters, up off the window and good. It's a late rotation there, got through on the back screen.
Yep.
Motto was not there in time.
Kind of a sluggish start, I'm going to say, defensively.
Poole across the timeline, up top to Clark, guarded by Bradley. And I'm pretty sure, if my memory's correct, this is how they combated her last time with the much stronger up top Bradley. Backdoor on the block to Motto, no good. Rebound by Vaughn. Jordan gets it over to Robinson. Tyra across the timeline. Back up top to Vaughn. Left wing over to Henry. Kaylin now back up top to Vaughn. Rise, fire, three. Missed everything. Rebound by Paige. Over to Poole. Natalie will push. Up top to Paige. Bailey with it. Between the circles. A screen. She'll use the right side. She'll drive. Kick to Poole. Back to Paige. No, excuse me, back to Bergman. Now to Paige up top and reset. With 6:22 to go here in the first. 4-0 Sun Valley. Paige on the block. Step back two. No good. Rebound tipped out to Robinson. Tyra's going to push. The awful pink shoe she's got. Awful meaning pretty. Robinson up.
Awful
the jumper no
pretty.
Good.
Okay. All right.
Awful pretty. I just forgot
awful
how pretty.
Okay.
Poole's going to go coast to coast. Layup no good. They're really pressing here, Coach.
Yeah, they really are.
Rebound over to Jordan finally. Jordan Vaughn with it. And Vaughn will push up. Across the timeline. Bergman will pick her up. Right wing to Henry. Step back. Three on the way for Kaylin. Got it.
Yeah, you're probably going to get a timeout to wake your team up if you're Weddington, I guess.
7-0, Coach.
Yeah.
5:40 to go here, just underway. Clark to Poole. Up top to Motto. Motto with it. Meters on her. Again, that man defense for Sun Valley. Hands off to Poole. Right wing back to Bergman. Up top to Motto. Meters will come out and meter. No pun intended. On the block to Paige. Bailey up, shot. No, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to earn them.
That's a slick move. That's the kind of shot a lot of times she'll put in, even with that foul. You challenged me with no numbers tonight. That's what's going on. That's all right. I can rise to the occasion.
Busy day at work.
I hear you.
Paige at the line.
What is it you do? You just kind of sit around and play on a computer all day, don't you?
Yeah, I research. The research I do, I usually bring with me, though.
Oh, okay.
You know. 5:19 to go here.
Did the store call for me again?
It did, yeah.
The jerk store?
Yeah, the jerk store. Rebound by Bergman off of Vaughn's foot. It'll stay Weddington basketball. And Bergman will trigger it. Ella with it. Gets it to Paige on the block, guarded by Vaughn. Bailey through the lane. Floater up and good. Good tee by Vaughn.
I was going to say wild shot, but, I mean, it went in.
Henry on the loose. Kaylin up glass. Good.
They're just getting easy shots right now.
Real easy shots. 9-2 Sun Valley.
That's what I'm not happy with if I'm Coach Welch.
Poole, Tomato. They've got to do something to get free up Clark.
Yeah.
Motto with it up top, and she is fouled. Foul's going to be on Ari Meters.
Okay.
Motto will trigger it far side of the court away from us. Madison looks to inbound. Into the corner to Poole. Skip pass to Clark. Caroline going to drive, kick. Paige not where she wanted it. She'll take the 15-footer, though. No good. Rebound by Clark on the block. Back out top to Poole. A three, missed everything again. and goes out of bounds. Rebound or turnover goes to Sun Valley.
And I think you see a real concerted effort by Sun Valley of making sure they don't lose Caroline Clark at all. I mean, I think you see quick help. I mean, I think they're giving her the attention.
And their best defender pretty much is Zoe Bradley.
Yeah.
And they've got her shadowing her. Robinson, they lob it inside, stolen away by Poole. Natalie will push at 4:20 to go here in the first. 9-2 Spartans. Page, they come out and check her late, though. She'll drive baseline, up, shot, no. Rebound goes right to Henry. Over to Robinson, Tyra, down the lane, left-handed layup is good.
Yeah, here comes that timeout.
Timeout, Coach Welch and the Warriors with 4:03 to go here. Spartans up, 11-2. We'll keep it right here, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the obvious difference is just that, I mean, Sun Valley seems to be getting whatever they want. They seem to be getting easy shots without really even having to run too many. You know, pretty quick and pretty easy. And Weddington really looks to be struggling. As you say, they're kind of pressing on the offensive end. They're taking
one pass and they're taking shots.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no flow to their offense right now.
Yeah.
And they're down 9.
Yep.
Vaughn Meters, Bradley, Robinson, Henry, Page, Bergman, Poole, Clark, and Motto. Weddington will bring it up. It'll be Caroline Clark right to left. Robinson on her. She'll get a screen from Motto in front of us. Back to Motto. Motto with it. More pressure D here. Man defense by Sun Valley. On the block to Motto. Madison up. Skip pass to Clark. Baseline cut off. Good job by Bradley. Up top to Poole. High post to Page now on the near side. Skip pass to Motto. A three. Missed everything off of Robinson's foot. It'll stay Warrior ball.
Yeah, I just, you know, and again, I don't think that's what you wanted out of that timeout. You know, you're not trying to say, let's get that 3-point shot.
Clark to Bergman, up top to Poole. Skip pass over back to Clark. Not where she wanted. You got to get her the ball in position.
Yep. But again, Bradley did a good job of getting out there.
Absolutely. Roll, Page on the block.
That's what you
want. Pump fake, no, but she's fouled. And it'll be 2 on Ari.
Second on Meters already with 3:21 left in the first quarter. That's a big deal. Big deal. Because, see, I thought that Bailey Page is going to get a layup out of that. And I think at this point, that's what you need if you're Weddington. But that's even bigger to get that foul. And then we're going to see
Miss Garcia check in.
The star of the last game, right?
Yes, sir. Meters out, Garcia in for Sun Valley. Just a sophomore. Page, the second one, back of the iron, no good. Rebound goes to Robinson.
See, and you just can't have that when you're struggling for points. You can't be 1-for-4 from the line with Bailey Page.
Into the corner. Vaughn, another air ball. Both teams not shooting the ball at all. Rebound by Clark. Across the timeline to Bergman. Ella with it. Stolen away by Vaughn. Vaughn with it. Bergman on her. Going to spin through the lane. The floater. God.
Whoa. It looked like it.
It looked like it from our vantage point.
You were going to say got it.
Good, but she'll go to the line for 2.
That's a foul on Natalie Poole.
Citron will check in after this free throw with 2:58 to go here in the first. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Yeah, that was almost hard to believe it didn't fall, and it sure looked like it was going.
Vaughn up and good on that one.
Kind of quiet in here tonight, I feel
it
like.
Is.
I mean, decent crowd.
That student
over.
Section over there has been here since the JV game.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't moved. Up and good on that one. And, oh, a happy birthday shout out to Coach Mason today.
Oh, yeah.
Turned 22. 22 times.
Oh, I thought maybe you were talking about Miss Coach Carly
am.
Mason.
No, Keith.
Yeah. When you said 22.
Well, near side to Page with it up top. Guarded by Vaughn, left side to Clark. Caroline, baseline, cut off by Bradley again.
Good defense.
By Vaughn, and a double dribble is called on Bailey Page.
I'm not sure about that. I thought it was kind of like deflected and hit around, but I do like Sun Valley's effort right now. I mean, I like their defense. Again, they're bigger, stronger. You know,
Robinson will bring it up left to right. Garcia on the left. Near side to Vaughn in the corner. Jordan back up top. Skip pass to Garcia. Now back near side to Vaughn. The looping passes gives winning defense time to get over and cover. Vaughn a three up and good.
Yeah, she's pumped up right now.
And the net gets caught.
Jordan Vaught, I mean, you saw her down here on this end getting excited about the defensive play that, you know, the team
forced the double dribble.
And then, I mean, she got a steal a couple times, a couple possessions before that, and now knocking the three down.
16-3 with 2:10 to go here in the first. Sun Valley up. Again, this game important for both teams when it comes to conference play.
Very important.
Motto right wing. Step up, lost her dribble, right wing. Bergman a three, no good. Citrin with the rebound. Sydney with it, back up top to Amato. Now right side over to Page. Page right now over to Bergman on that right wing. Guarded by Henry, back up top to Amato. Clark can't go back door. They get it to her on the wing though. Looking to free herself, now hands off to Page. Page up, funnels it underneath
to
Amato.
That's a nice pass.
Not there, but gets her own rebound. Up and good for Madison.
That was a nice pass, and it was calm, cool, and collect by Motto to get that rebound and put it right back up.
16-5. Cross court over to Vaughn. Vaughn with it up top. Citron on her, now to Robinson. Tyra with it. Tyra, pull up from 15. Got it.
Well, Sun Valley's just really come out to play, I feel like. You know, I mean, really credit them on the defensive end, but they're looking pretty good offensively, too.
Citron will bring it up. Right to left across the timeline. Robinson on her, high post to Motto. Garcia with her. Right wing over to Clark. Now back up top. Clark with it. Drive. They switch. On the block to Page. Does her dirty work. Up and short rebound by Vaughn. 45 seconds to go in the quarter.
If I'm Weddington, I like getting that shot.
Right wing. Cut through. Robinson off the glass and good.
Wow.
Tyra with a quick six here in the first quarter.
Yes, sir.
20-5, Sun Valley. King will come in after this dead ball or the end of the quarter. Bergman right wing. Bergman back up top to Motto. Madison left wing. Citron baseline all by herself up and good.
That was sorely needed.
10 seconds to go. 20-7 Sun Valley. Robinson pushes. Garcia right wing. Back to Robinson. Off the glass, no good. An offensive foul is called.
Yeah, I don't know if she flopped or not there. I don't know.
I thought that was kind of a weak call.
Yeah, I was trying to think of
just
you do a no call there maybe. And I think it's a little bit of a flop. I don't know if it's a no call. I don't know. But.
Page lets it fly. No.
Oh.
At the end of one quarter of play, it's Sun Valley 20, Weddington 7. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Make sure your family has a fire escape plan, and they practice it twice a year. One important thing to practice is get low and go. If you see or smell smoke, it's important to get low and go. Protect your family from fire. For more information, visit sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
I always think he's going to say to the second best 1-2 punch in the county, because that would be rough.
You know, I sent you a text today. We talked the other night about the best 1-2 punch scoring-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Between Grant and KJ for Weddington.
Yeah.
Even when Sun Valley at its height with Stewart and Witherspoon. Stewart was 26, Witherspoon was 16.
I can't think, and again, neither one of us would
even
swear
think,
to that, like that somewhere
I don't think
in the past.
That, yeah, I'm talking like since so the past 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't think the boys down at Forest Hills both averaged 20. I think
know.
It was 18 apiece.
Yeah, I don't know. That would have been my best guess. You
right.
Know,
but. And even when Amezi averaged 30 at Marvin 10 years ago, no one had 10 after that. So, you know, it's a big deal.
To have 22 and 22.
Cut through to Page. Can't save it. Goes out of bounds. Sun Valley ball.
Yeah, to have two kids averaging over 22 points a game. I mean, that's
8-minute quarters in high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Both shooting over 40% from three.
I like this adjustment by Weddington coming out to 2-2-1. Just trying to get something going, get it started defensively.
Vaughn near side over to Robinson across the timeline. Underneath, stolen away.
See, yes.
Back, though, Chloe Grant on the block. Up, shot.
Ooh.
Good.
Wow, that's some height doing some damage there.
saw limited action last year as a freshman.
Yeah.
Little more this season. She's the seventh player for Sun Valley to play so far. Near side to Page on the block to Motto.
Yeah.
Size advantage right there. Gets the roll.
That's it.
As Bradley can't check her.
Yeah, that's a good look and something you need to take advantage of if they can get Motto down there one-on-one.
22-9. Across the timeline, Robinson. Into the corner to Bradley. Zoe, a three, no good. Rebound by Grant. Put up and good.
Yep.
You got to box her out. You can't let her get inside and get that position.
Absolutely. That was easy. That was a gimme.
Page on the block. Spin. Lost it. Got it back. Up under. No. It's taken right away by Vaughn. And she's not happy about that.
No, she is not.
Someone's hair got pulled out of the back of their.
Their hair got pulled out?
That's what it looked like, sir. Rebound, no rebound by Weddington. Citron will push.
I think Page is getting worked
frustrated,
up a little. Did you see that?
Absolutely, yeah. Motto, pump fake, drive, lost it out of bounds. I'll tell you what, they're letting them play.
They are. So I can see why they could be a little frustration.
Kaylin Henry coming in and Emerson Townsend for the first time in a while.
Yeah, so she had been out on concussion protocol, I believe, and it's been a while. Yeah. I didn't know she was active tonight. So
they are without Mia Brosterhaus still, who's in a boot. For the Warriors.
Townsend brings good depth off the bench as
Skip
far as.
Skip up like, top to Motto. Madison, the little floater.
Tough shot.
No good. Rebound by Grant.
Kept it high. Good job, girl.
Yep. Right wing over to Robinson. Tyra. Through the lane. The floater is good.
Yeah. Everything
Can't
seems
let her
to be
go
going
through
right.
There. And another timeout by Weddington with 6:03 to go.
I mean, you absolutely have to. I mean, you hate to call two timeouts this early, but you absolutely have to. You're down 17 at this point.
You can't let her do that.
Still haven't made it to double digits, and your defensive effort's just not good enough.
They're
not
a good outside shooting team, so you know they're going to go to the basket.
Right.
They're letting them do that.
Got to have earlier help. You got to have more help. Cheat in the lane more, you know, that kind of thing. And but also, to credit Sun Valley, I think Sun Valley's kind of come out with their hair on fire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like. Like, defensively, I really like – I mean, they've been really solid on the defensive end. But offensively, like, everybody's kind of clicking, you know? I mean
– What's Grant got?
That's
she
what I was
normally
gonna say.
Does not score.
I was going to say she got 2 rebounds and 4 points off the bench, like, quick, and she's not usually that person, you know? You got 8 points by Robinson. You got Meters with 2, but she was on the bench some. Vaughn's played real well, 5 points. You know, they're just kind of all clicking right
she's
now.
She's got 5
like.
Points, but she's got a couple steals. She's got a couple rebounds.
Yeah.
She's getting Weddington players frustrated.
I got her with 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and lots of frustrations from Weddington players.
Going back to the dual players, the girls-wise, I can think of not that high of scores, but like double digits, I'm thinking – the girls at Forest Hills when Shea Bivens was there.
Yeah.
They're both, 17, 16, somewhere around there. Even when Steph played for you, you had a couple girls averaging 10 a game. Shot blocked. Motto goes out of bounds. It'll stay Weddington ball.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some solid girl duos as well, but I can't think any that would have had 20 and 20.
The closest that I could think of, closest, would be Piedmont when Dayton was a senior. She averaged 22. And then Jade Montgomery was like 15.
Okay.
That was close, but that's still a lot of – 5 points is a lot.
And the Huntleys and them, the group at Porter Ridge wouldn't have been that high.
No, because their main scorer was Kelly Godbout.
Too, yeah.
Up top to King now who just checked in. And I got something else I shared with you this week that I got a text from one of your old
– Oh, yeah, you never told me about that.
You never asked any more information.
I forgot.
King with the left wing, lost it, stolen away, Sun Valley. Robinson across the timeline. Tyra, pull up from 15. No good. Rebound by King. May have gotten away with a double dribble right there. Carolina push into the front court. Skip to Citron, right wing. Sydney now lost her dribble. Back up top to King. King with it. Going to reset the offense with 4:50 to go. Citron, right wing. Townsend with it up top. They're starting their offense way out top.
Yeah.
King, drive, hang, shot, no. Rebound by Henry.
As you say, they're not calling the fouls.
Robinson to Vaughn on the right wing. Jordan, a three on the way. No good. It was an air ball, went out of bounds. It'll be Weddington balls. Clark in for Bergman.
Well, they clearly got to get Clark going, but it's tough because they're giving a lot of attention to her.
Is she taking a shot?
I don't think so. they're giving her a lot of attention. I mean, Sun Valley is making a great effort.
Well, when you come off of an eight threes in a game, you're going to demand that attention.
Absolutely.
And you got three more years to work on it. High post to Motto. That's by Grant.
Spin around.
Ass.
And I don't even think 100%. There's help down there.
Up top to Clark. Caroline frees herself and is fouled.
And I don't think, here's the thing, Matt. You and I saw the same thing there, but I actually saw that one time before, too. The play before that happened.
You overplay that side.
All she's got to do is spin that way. Yep. And I don't even think there was any help down there either.
No, there wasn't.
Like,
4:07 to go as Clark inbounds it for Weddington. Into the corner to Citron, up top to King. Caroline, skip pass to Clark.
They're trying to run her off that screen, and they're doing a good job defending it.
Back up top to King between the circles. Left wing over to Citron. Sydney with it, a screen from Townsend. Now back up top, they lob it into Emerson. A little up, a little under, and blocked, but a foul is called. I think she got away with a walk.
Maybe. I like
and
the
either
footwork.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A foul was called, it'll be on Garcia.
All right, so tell me this mystery ex-player of mine. What's going on here?
Well, her name now is Caroline Crowder. She married Justin Crowder, who used to play at Parkwood. Up and good on the first.
So,
Townsend.
Is it Caroline Brown?
It is Caroline Brown.
And
I embrace these things.
Uh-huh.
Because she reached out to me and said she was reminiscing.
Yeah.
And was looking at the record book and noticed that I was missing a game where she hit six threes in a game against Anson.
I believe that.
So I said, let me look it up. Let me see. I don't see it. I'll add it. Thank you. And I asked for people, if you've got a record that I don't know about, it's always building.
Yeah, yeah. You work hard at that.
Let me know if I'm missing something, if I can verify it. And then her and I got to talking a little bit.
Yeah.
Her husband, Justin, was really good at Parkwood. King on the drive. Coast to coast off the window. Won't stay down.
I don't know
rebound
how it didn't
Bradley's
fall.
Got it. Over to Henry.
I don't know how that didn't fall.
Cross court. Stolen away by King. Caroline will push. Now can't get it to Citron. Stolen away by Robinson. 3:10 to go here in the half. Tyra going to drive, hang, the floater, got it.
That's 10 points for her. I don't think she's going to get 80, but.
No, but she's going to get closer. Citron on the block to Townsend, can't handle it. Garcia with the steal, all the way up to Robinson, up and good. 30-11 with 2:45 to go.
And you can only call so many timeouts, you know. I mean, coach is like.
Got to dig yourself out of this hole.
Yeah.
So I guess Justin Crowder is coaching at Covenant Day.
Okay.
Three on the way. Citron off the glass and good.
They'll take that right now.
6:22, the banks are open.
I guarantee you they'll take that. They needed scoring sorely.
So he's helping out over there where Tyree White is.
Yep.
Haggerty that played at Cuthbertson is over there.
Yep.
Three on the way for Henry. No good. Rebound by Townsend. 2:05 to go here in the half. Quickly around the timeline. Citron going
to
drive. Skip. Stolen away.
Threw it to nobody. Threw it to Robinson.
Loose ball. Robinson's got it. Tyra up. Shot. Glass. No, but she's fouled. And then I went back and looked again, and she also hit 5 in a game against Anson her freshman year. So I added those to the record book.
She was definitely, the term we use, I mean, a sniper is exactly what she was. She was an incredible set shooter from three. You know, I mean, if she had
find
time.
Find her spot, yep.
If she had time and she was set, she's one of the.
And good for Robinson.
Honestly, I think she's one of the better shooters that this county's seen girl-wise. But she didn't have the ball handling skills or the athleticism to do other things.
No, that's what Stephanie Watts was for.
Right. So we would have times where, like, anytime a team would come out playing zone, Caroline would play a ton. You know, it seemed like if she didn't start and a team was playing zone, I would be like, go, go, go. I mean, like, we'd get it. And then she's such a zone buster that, like, if that's what they were doing, the team would come out of a zone right away because she was going to nail it every time, you know. But then, you know, when there's a lot of pressure, it was a little different, a little tough.
Minute 45 to go here. Weddington down, 32-14. Sun Valley playing well here. Poole is fouled by Henry.
That's going to be 2 on her. So 2 on Henry, 2 on Meters. They need a buzzer or something.
Should be 21.
Yeah, that's what I had, Henry. Yeah, two on her.
32-14, Spartans up. 21. Townsend will trigger it to our left. They get it inside. Up top, they get it to Clark now. Caroline. Pressure here by this freshman.
They're
doing a number on them.
They are.
Citron left wing. And another foul this time is going to be on Henry and Poole going at it.
And that's,
Henry again.
That's on Henry again. That's three on her. You got to get her out with a minute 26 left.
Miss Robinson in. Henry going to come out.
Well, you really need a bucket, needless to say, here if you're Weddington.
Citron will trigger it. On the block to Townsend. Fall away, blocked by Grant.
She's
loose
long.
Ball, and a foul is called. It'll be on Townsend.
It's the first time I've ever seen Grant make an impact on a game like this. I mean, that's a big contribution to have that kind of size in there.
Defensively, the rebounds and the block shot right there, not to mention the 4 points she's got.
For sure.
A minute 15 to go here in the half. 32-14, Spartans lead. Garcia into the corner to Robinson. Tyra. Skip pass, cross court over to Vaughn. Got away with a drag right there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Garcia up and under, no good. Rebound her own shot, kicks out to Robinson. Sun Valley with the basketball still. Vaughn a three, no good. Rebound by Grant. Toll taken away by Citron. Under a minute, over to Poole. Natalie, loose ball. And a timeout is called. Oh, no, he's calling over and back.
I was writing stats down, I didn't see.
I believe he called over. He called over and back, not a timeout. Quality. You know, sometimes you just wonder.
Yeah.
Townsend will trigger it. They lob it inside, tipped away, stolen away. Garcia, they're really forcing it. On the block, Chloe Grant up glass, no. Rebound by Clark, and a foul is called. It'll be on Miss Grant.
She's going to be shooting free throws, so that's not a good foul. You don't want to make that foul into the basket and bring Miss Clark down.
That was unnecessary.
Shooting two free throws.
You heard
here.
Coach Bear just get back. Let her, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Who was that? That was on Grant, right?
Yes. Clark at the line. Looking to get into the scorers column.
That's right.
With 40.1 seconds to go. Up and good for Caroline. Bergman back in.
And
Citron out.
And if you're Sun Valley, you hate that. You hate to see her see the ball go in the basket. You know what I mean? She has her first shot, right?
I don't think she's taken a field goal yet.
I don't think so.
Clark up and good.
Those look good.
32-16, 40 seconds to go.
Got a diamond press going here with Weddington.
Robinson, she'll go up the sidelines and goes all the way across the timeline.
I say, you got to cut that off.
Skip into the corner to Bradley. On the block to Grant. And a foul is called. On the floor, it'll be on Bergman.
No, I think Poole. 15,
no, you're right.
Right,
I'm sorry, Poole.
That's her second.
Robinson will trigger it. 27.2 seconds to go here for the Valley. Into the corner to Garcia. Rise, fire, three, got it.
Ooh.
As she gestures to her fan club.
Yeah.
Stolen away by Vaughn at midcourt. Jordan, drive, hang, shot, no call. Off, no good. Rebound by Clark. Carolina push. 10 seconds to go. Townsend lost it. Clark with the block. Shot up on the way, no good. Rebound by Grant, and a...
Now that's not a bad foul necessarily.
It's on Townsend.
Not bad because they're not shooting yet. You know, now you don't want to foul here.
3 seconds to go, and it's 35-16.
Townsend second.
They get it at midcourt. Poole. Clark. Block. And that'll do it. At the end of one half of play, Sun Valley 35, Weddington 16. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're at halftime of the girls' game between Sun Valley and Weddington with the Spartans up 35-16. Coach, stats-wise, not a lot for Weddington.
No, not a lot for Weddington. I can do that pretty quick. Citron with five, the freshman leading the way with five. Motto with four, Paige with three, Clark with two, and Townsend with two. For Sun Valley, Robinson played real well. I mean, I think you're trying to talk her into scoring 80 tonight. But
well, what's funny is that I said that to Coach Bear this week. I said, you know, she's 80 ways. I said, but I don't think she'll get 80 tonight. And he goes, we can hope. And now she's got
well,
what?
She's got 14 and a half.
Okay, she's not on pace.
Not
but,
on pace for 80. But
still, and closer then to 1,000.
Henry with seven, Vaughn with five, Grant with four, Garcia with three, and Meters with two. But the bottom line is they've really just dominated on both ends. You know, I mean, they really have played. I'm really impressed with their man defense in the half court. Gotten a little bit of foul trouble having Henry with three and Meters with two. But really making everything tough on Weddington. I mean, really just not.
Clark's only gotten one field goal or two if you count that one. One.
No.
Two free throws. She got a shot block
right.
Right,
right.
So
she's taken one attempt,
right.
I think. And, you know, I credit the defense more than anything. I mean, I see her working hard trying to get open. I see him setting her screens. I just think that it's more the Sun Valley defense than it is necessarily the Weddington offense. But at the same time, they're getting pretty much what they want on the offensive end. So you ask me, you know, what do you do if you're coaching, you know, if you're in that situation? And it's tough. I mean,
what do you do? Because you know your team's better than what the score indicates.
Sure, sure.
You just took the conference leader right now down to the wire,
right.
You know, 4 days ago.
Right. I mean, I think some of the typical things that you're saying right now as we see them in their huddle is, you know, we can't get this all back and you know,
one shot,
and,
one
you know, whatever. 19 points is kind of a lot. But we are. I am saying I think we got Sun Valley's best punch there.
You know, I think we got a counterpunch.
I think
now.
You're saying, you know, that they – that was really good basketball by Sun Valley that half. You're saying to your team, whether you totally believe it or not, they're not going to be able to do that again, and you're really getting to start on the defensive end, I think.
Sun Valley will start with the basketball. Garcia will start the second half on the right wing with the basket. She'll drive down the lane, kick underneath to Bradley, up blocked by Motto. Madison saves it. Weddington with the ball. Page over to Clark. And Carolina bring it across the timeline with a pass over to Poole on the block to Motto. Madison. Spin, hang, shot blocked by Meters. Loose ball on the ground. It'll be Sun Valley basketball.
And it's little things like that. Everything's going the wrong way for Weddington. You know, I mean, it was a good shot block, and then anybody could have had that rebound, and there you
pressure
go.
Pressure here by the Warriors. Vaughn, Robinson, Garcia on the block to Meters. Up and good for Ari from Garcia.
That's three assists for Garcia off the bench.
Page brings it across. Left side over to Poole. Just underway in the third quarter, 37-16. Spartans lead, right side over to Clark. Caroline with a screen. They switch. Vaughn on her.
Got hit in the
banged
face.
Heads or chin to head. Either way, she seems to be okay. Poole with it left wing. Skip pass, Clark. Caroline going to drive. Motto, head fake, drive, kick to Bergman, back to Motto up top.
And that's great help by Sun Valley. I think at this point I'm wanting Caroline Clark to force some shots if I'm Weddington.
Cool, lost it out of bounds. It'll stay winning the ball. What I want Caroline Clark to do in the offseason is to become quicker getting that shot off.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
Yeah.
Confident enough to get it off quickly. Up top, Clark with it, lost her dribble, not a Motto, 6:30 to go. Rise, fire, three from Madison, no good. Rebound goes to Robinson. Tyra, cross court, up the sidelines. Loose ball stolen away by Poole. Natalie, a three on two. Clark from 15, got it.
Yep.
37-18. Near side to Vaughn. Back up top to Bradley. Now they get it to Robinson to reset. Right wing over to Meters.
Already no one's guarding Garcia.
Garcia's no one. Oh.
Poole closed out on that quickly.
They
though.
Recover.
Yeah.
Garcia lost her dribble. And a timeout is called by the Spartans and Coach Bear with 5:57 to go here, up 37-18.
And that's fine. You know, I mean, you haven't called a timeout yet, save that sticky situation that might have been a turnover. You know, and if you're Sun Valley, you're saying you still have your 19-point lead. They haven't even chipped back at all on it yet. Weddington, you're saying, hey, you know, we've got to start chipping into this soon, and it can't go the other way. We got to get stops and scores. So,
5:57 to go here in the third, 37-18. Don't forget, the boys will be after this one. Always a fun game between Sun Valley and Weddington.
I still feel like, you know, like, of course you expect Weddington to win in that game right now, the way things have gone, but, I mean, Sun Valley's got some pretty good 1-2 punch, and it's their senior night. I mean, it's going to happen.
If you can grind it out.
Yeah.
I mean, Grant Hamilton had a tough night on Thursday night.
Yeah.
But Friday, but KJ Younger scored 39.
Right.
To pick up the slack. Skip pass into the corner. Vaughn a three. No good. Rebound goes to Robinson. No rebounding.
No.
And Poole can't grab from behind.
And again, I think if you're Weddington, when you're having such a rough night, you need to be doing all those little things like offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding. You know, you got to start doing the little things right here to get things going.
I just don't see any energy.
No.
Not to lose balls, not to anything.
Really, yeah.
5:30 to go here in the third. Spartans up 37-18. Poole drive hang blocked by Meters.
Oh, she got to watch out. She did what? Isn't that the same thing she did when she got the technical?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'd be telling.
Drop the S word.
Yeah. But she got a foul, so I don't know why she did that. That's her third foul. She got to watch out because that's what they teed her up for before.
Poole at the line, up and no good.
And again, when I'm talking about the little things, when you're struggling to score, you've got to make free throws. Yeah, that's Meter's third.
Up for Poole. That one gets the roll.
I'm going to go out on the limb. I'm going to say this, Matt.
Things are getting chippy.
If this guy was the official down there, I think she'd have been teed up right there.
Yep, I could see that. Stolen away. Now back to Sun Valley. Garcia. Left side to Meters.
I agree
Skip
with the fan.
Skip past Devon.
I thought she traveled.
Robinson. Dribble drive. Pull up from 10. No good. Rebound. Off of Sun Valley. Out of bounds.
That's one of those. That was off Poole.
Yep.
But Poole was fouled, so he didn't call the foul, so he called it.
What would you rather have?
I don't know. I think you need to call it right. Call a foul if it's a foul. I don't know. I guess maybe two wrongs do make a right. I don't know.
Again, you can't have that.
Oh, that pass?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, again, you can build on something here. You get a score and
you wanted
at least
to force shots. That's a shot she could have jacked up right there.
I agree.
I mean,
I wanted. I'm telling her you gotta get
aggressive
shots off.
Yeah. Poole will trigger it. 5:05 to go here. Right wing into the corner to Bergman. Off of Bradley, out of bounds. It'll stay. Weddington ball. Don't forget, Friday night, we will be Weddington at Cuthbertson for the first time that we'll see Cuthbertson.
See Dawn Dillner there.
Yep. Oh, unless they give her the night off.
Nah.
Right side to Bergman. Up top to Motto. And it'll be our
careful.
First introduction.
You don't want to pick up that fourth foul.
To Coach Stein, the new coach over at Cuthbertson for the boys.
Yeah.
Bergman down the lane. Layup, no good.
Man, that wasn't a foul.
Meters came in there. Over to Robinson. Tyra into the corner. Vaughn with it. Going to dribble drive. Hang the floater. No. But Jordan will go to the line for two.
I'm not sure that Meters understands who is that on. You catch that or not? No. I'm not sure she understands playing with three fouls because that was definitely a foul down there.
Vaughn at the line. She'll measure the first and knock that one down.
Her free throws have looked really nice tonight. I mean, she's 3 for 3, and they just look.
Henry
really
in. Meter's going to come out and take a breather. 38-19, 4:35 to go here in the third with Jordan Vaughn, the junior guard, at the line. For the second one on its way, iron no good. How do you let her get that rebound?
Can't.
Skip pass, tipped away, but right to Garcia. Back to Robinson between the circles. They switch, Clark on her. Robinson drive, hang,
yeah.
Nope. Foul's going to be on the floor. It'll be on Clark.
Yeah, she had a little grab there down low. That's her first.
Citron in, Poole out.
Citrin's still the leading scorer, I believe.
4:25 to go here in the third.
Weddington.
On the block, Bradley to Henry. Kalen lost it, stolen away by Motto, over to Clark.
Must score here.
Caroline across the timeline, left side to Motto. Madison up top, Page, step back three, short, rebound by Bradley. Over to Garcia and Maria. On the block to Henry, oh, up glass and good.
Where's the D?
It's too easy.
Yeah. We got
40
assists.
To 19.
Four assists for Garcia.
Right wing over to Bergman. Ella up top to Motto. 3:45 to go into the corners of Citrin. Sydney with it up top to Clark. Can't free herself. Now she does. Step back three. On its way. No good. I want more of that. Rebound by Garcia.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
Maria with it. Skip pass. Robinson. Two on two. Robinson. Drive. Spin through the lane. Pull up from two is good.
I don't know what you do at this point. I mean, you can burn another timeout. I mean, but.
They're covering her full court.
Yeah.
Right side to Bergman. Up top, they get it to Motto. On the block, and a foul will be called on Vaughn.
It's her second.
And Citrin will trigger it for Weddington. Going to go all the way out top and stolen away. But it goes out of bounds. It'll be back to Weddington after Robinson had it. 3:11 to go here, 42-19. Spartans lead. Bergman will trigger it. Into the corner. Now another ill-advised.
She definitely was not open there. They got
but
lucky.
But then again, nobody's coming to.
No, there weren't
nobody
many choices.
Comes to the back court. You're out right there. Your safety net. Bergman again, this time in front of the bench. They get it to Page on the block. Bailey going to go to work. Lost her dribble into the corner. Three on the way. No good. Rebound put back. Clark is there. Short rebound by Robinson. Bradley. Loose ball.
Man, no foul in there.
Bradley and Clark go at it.
That took a long time.
Foul's going to be on Clark.
There's a lot of fouling and reaching there, I thought. Who was it? Is Bradley that had that rebound and
yes,
got that
sir.
Foul?
Grant going to check in. They didn't get her in time. Vaughn with it up top. Double foul.
Yeah, he was going to just blow it right there. He's got to ask the officials, who was it? Was it 22?
It was Tyra Robinson.
Is that who he called it on or not?
I don't know, but it's Robinson and Clark.
I don't know if that's who he told them or not, but.
I don't know. Into the corner, Garcia with it. Back
is that
up top,
Garcia?
Stolen away. 24 is.
That's who they call. No, but.
Which is not who was doing. Bergman, the floater. No good. Rebound by Grant. Chloe with it. Over to Robinson. To Garcia, left wing. Two on two. Drive. The Euro step in. She don't get away with it. It's a travel.
No, but when she's saying Mimi or whoever, is that.
Garcia.
So that's who they gave it to.
Yes. Which
that's
is
definitely
wrong.
Not the right call, right?
No.
I think he meant Robinson.
Yes.
Right? Which would have been.
That's who was doing it.
It wouldn't
Robinson
have been a huge deal. She got one foul, but.
Clark and Garcia on her across the timeline. 2:25 to go here. Screen. Right side over to Bergman. Ella with it. And foul away from the ball on Garcia. Wait.
And that really was. No,
23 on Clark.
Grant.
Grant, sorry. Chloe Grant. He did four.
That's her
first,
second.
He down.
Her second foul.
Bergman will trigger.
I appreciate the help from the scoreboard here.
Motto here, right wing, back up top to Townsend, who's in. Emerson with it. Clark with it up top. Garcia on her. Left side to Citrin. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Clark. Skip up top to Townsend. Emerson with it. Vaughn on her. Right side over to Citrin. Up top. Motto, pump fake. Drive through the lane. Shot no, but a foul is called. It'll be on Grant again, and then Mata will go to the line.
That's now her third, you know, and I think so both teams are shooting two the rest of the quarter. Both teams are shooting two the rest of the quarter. I think you're trying to get your Sun Valley.
Up and good for Mata.
You really don't want to be fouling, you know, when you're up by this much. You don't want to stop the clock and get them on the line.
42-20, Sun Valley up with a minute 47 to go. We're in the third.
I think the officials are really going to overcall it right now. I think they've decided they're tightening it up, which is fine as long as it's even.
Free throw good by Mata. 42-21. Robinson with it. Skip pass to Vaughn in front of us. Left side to Henry. Kalen goes baseline. Cross court to Garcia. Pump fake drive. Now to Vaughn. Back to Henry from the corner. No good. Rebound by Grant.
Man.
Chloe. Oh. Offensive foul is called.
That was definitely a charge. That's her fourth foul. She got seven rebounds. But.
Grant out. Meters back in. Paige back in for Mata.
Definitely a solid contribution from Grant. You know, I mean, she's disappointed to have that fourth foul, but, I mean, she's done her job.
Citron will bring it across with a minute 20 to go here in the third. Spartans up 42-21. Right side over to King. Back up top, stolen away. Ari at midcourt. Drive, hang, and is fouled by Townsend. Intentional foul.
Wow.
I don't know
because
about that, Coach.
I guess she kind of pushed her in the back. And he actually said the wrong number again. It wasn't Green 3.
It was.
It wasn't it? I thought it was Bailey Page.
No, it was Emerson.
Oh. Okay. But I don't know how that. I don't know. I guess she pushed her in the back.
I didn't see a push in the back.
I think she did, but not a. It was.
No arms extended.
It wasn't that it wasn't a basketball play. You know what I mean?
Meters up, no good.
I definitely don't think that it was. You could say she didn't make a basketball play.
And the second one is good for Ari.
I mean, like in a big picture of things, we know a lot of those fouls are intentional. I'm saying in air quotes. Like
she made a play for the ball.
Meant
she
to
made
foul
a basketball
her,
move.
But it wasn't like it was.
No, just out of the blue.
Pushed in
she
the
did
back.
Not extend her arm. She did not.
But even then.
We've talked about this before. When you extend it, that's where you see it. And she did not, but either way, meters on the block. Ari through the lane. And a foul again. This time it'll be on Townsend again.
That will be her fourth if I got that right. That's weird because she hadn't played that much. But she does. She's always aggressive and does get a lot of fouls. But I think I got her for four. No move from the bench to get her out so far.
Front end, no good. Miss Bradley back in, going to replace Garcia. Going to place Garcia.
Meters now 1-for-3 from the line with 5 points.
43-21, Sun Valley with the lead. Don't forget the boys will be after this one. That one up, no good. Rebound, chased down by Henry.
My goodness.
Back up top. Robinson drive, Euro step, floater, no, but a foul is called. I think that one is on Paige.
Yeah. That's the second on her, but I feel like I missed a foul somewhere.
Robinson at the line with a minute 2 to go here. Tyra up, no good.
Free throw shooting has not been exceptional tonight for either side.
No, not at all.
Is that a nice way to put it?
That is a very politically correct way to emphasize your point as she knocks that one down. 44-21, Sun Valley. Timeout called by Weddington. Full timeout is called. With a minute exactly on the clock to go in the third, we're going to take a break, come back. This time we will take a break. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Right now. Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at Doctors Without Borders.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there?
That's Ryan Cook. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Spartans up big, 44-21. As we have a minute left here to go in the third.
It's always one of the highlights of the broadcast for me personally. I like the song and our little thing there, and you know, it gives me a little chuckle.
King will bring it up for Weddington across the timeline. Bradley on her. Caroline spins, going to try to work that right side, get the ball to Clark. They do on the underneath. Caroline up and good from about three.
Yep, that was a quick score. That's what you need out of a timeout.
45 seconds to go in the third. 44-23. Warriors down. Here's Meters to Robinson. Skip pass to Vaughn, left wing. Step back. Lost her dribble. Back up top to Meters. Ari. Now to Robinson, a three. Got it.
And it's funny. I was going to say that's not really what you want with this lead. But, hey, if it's going down, I think that's 20 that I've got for Robinson.
Stolen away.
Ooh. She went down hard, didn't she? A weird jump ball, kind of.
Yeah, because Caroline had the ball. She tried to tie her up. Caroline kept the ball.
Yeah.
Either way, it's Sun Valley ball on that. It'll be Bradley will inbound to Robinson. Tyra with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side to Meters, back to Tyra. Robinson. Clark up on her. Gets past her. Going to drive. On the block, up and no good. Rebound Henry, the putback, no, but she's fouled. And that'll be another one on Emerson Townsend.
If so, I've got her for five, but we'll see what happens here. Oh, yeah, it is.
That is her fifth.
I don't think the coaches realize that. They're just, he's not making a move, I don't.
He's going to have to.
Yeah. Oh.
Ella Bergman in. Bergman in for Townsend with 2.3 seconds to go. We're in the third.
She picked
and
up
I thought
five
this
fouls.
Was going to be an early an night. Early. Even picked, on senior night.
I know. Now that's going to be a late night.
Henry up. Good.
Yeah, I mean, Townsend picked up five fouls in a short amount of time there.
Yeah, did not start.
Three quarters, didn't start, didn't play that many minutes.
Front end gets the roll for Miss Henry. 49-23, King will bring it to Citrin, and she won't get a shot off, and at the end of three quarters of play, Sun Valley up huge, 49-23. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Final 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock for the girls. Sun Valley up big, 49-23. It'll be Henry, Bradley, Robinson, Meters, and Vaughn. Citrin, Bergman, Page, King, and Clark.
And Robinson was the big night tonight. She's got 20, and Henry's got 11. And the leading scorers for Weddington are Clark and Motto, each with six. But I think at this point, this becomes for Weddington, it becomes like a lesson, and we're not going to quit. You know, you got to get them to play tough till the end.
Up top to Bergman. Weddington with the basketball. Left side to King. Caroline, skip pass, gets it over to Citrin, and has got it stolen away. Now back, a loose ball on the ground. Off of Paige's foot, it'll be Sun Valley ball.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, right now you're just coaching your girls, if you're Weddington, to keep playing and play tough and don't give up, and just I'm pressuring as much as I can and whatever.
Robinson up top, right side, dribble drive, kick to Henry. Kaylin, a long three, got it.
This is not two.
Two, a long yeah. Two.
Yes.
Take that back.
But man, I mean, this is Sun Valley's night. I mean, they just really look good tonight.
King with it up top, 51-23. Caroline with it. Meters on the switch. Up on her. King, back door to Page. Out of bounds. Sun Valley ball. Well, this. What do you do now? You're at Cutherson on Friday. You've got to win that game.
You definitely have to win that one.
Spartans, Robinson shot no good. Rebound by Bailey Page. Cross court to Clark. Caroline with it. Back up top to King. King, dribble drive. Shot blocked. Bergman from 10 with the rebound, no good. Rebound by Vaughn. Lost her dribble. Nope, now she gets it over to Meters. Ari wants to push. A one on three. Henry, Robinson, too hot. Got it back, though, at the free throw line. Back up top to Meters. 6:30 to go. Ari with it. Now to Robinson in front of us. On the block to Ari. Give it to Henry. Fall away from two. No good. Rebound by Bergman.
That's good offense, and they got the shot they wanted, that's for sure.
Bergman gets it over to King and Caroline across the timeline. Skip pass left side to Citrin. The freshman can't do anything with it. Back up top to Clark. Lost her dribble. Now to King on the right wing. Krista Doulis will check in on the next dead ball.
Well,
on the
nice
block
play.
To Page, up and good.
It's her fifth point of the night.
See, I said it right.
Yeah?
Without thinking about it. 51-25, Sun Valley. Robinson with it up top. Right side, gets past Clark. Dribble drive on the block. Whoa. Bradley up, glass good. Jeez. That looked like it was in practice.
Yeah.
Just everybody was at half speed. 53-25 as Gabby Parsons will check in as well. Garcia for Sun Valley in on the next dead ball. Citrin with it across the court over to Clark. Caroline with it. On the block, Page. Shot, glass, good. 53-27.
Getting some late points here, maybe.
Cross court to Vaughn. A three for Jordan.
Yeah.
Short rebound by Page.
That's probably not the shot you want.
Nope. But. Page off her foot, fell down, loose ball, out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior ball.
Probably not the shot you want when you're up that much. I believe this is going to be Gabby. This is a pretty cool story. Gabby Parsons' first game action in a couple years.
Yeah.
Last year? Not last year, I don't think.
All right.
That's a pretty cool story. I mean, she's had health issues and been out for quite a while, so getting some action.
In tonight for the first time. Over to Citrin. Weddington with the ball. Krista Doulis on the block. Back up top to King. Caroline. Gets past Robinson. Drive hang.
Slick move.
And a foul is called. It'll be on Vaughn.
Slick move. That's Vaughn's third.
And Miss King will go to the line for two.
It's been a minute since she scored, so I'm sure she's ready to get in the scoring column here.
Don't forget the boys will be after this one, as Miss King, no good on the first. And then Friday night will be Cutherson hosting Weddington.
Which, as you were kind of saying before, I mean, I guess so this will give Sun Valley two conference wins, right? Cutherson has two conference wins.
Sun Valley, I think, is three. You're right. Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Two, they'll be 2-4.
Right, and that's what Cutherson is. Or they're 2-5.
And Weddington will be 1-5.
Right, and so if Weddington wins that game,
Meters,
they are
the
still
floater, no good. Rebound by King.
In it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it'll make fun for the conference tournament at Porter Ridge in a few weeks.
Right.
And then because Piedmont left the conference, only one seed will get a bye. Up no good by Bergman. Rebound by Bradley, and a foul, you know, jump ball is called.
Yeah, so I think your thing for Weddington is disastrous as tonight is. You know, you've got to rally for Friday, win that game, and then I think it's a three-way tie for those three teams, presumably, if everything else works out the way you would think.
With Marvin and Porter.
You know, and then, we'll see what happens in the conference tournament and if any of those teams can get in the state playoffs.
Left wing over to Vaughn. Jordan with it up top. Now to Garcia. Rise. Fire. Three. Short. Rebound by Grant on the block. Chloe is tied up by Bergman.
Yeah, she brought it down and they tied it up kind of immediately. It's her eighth rebound, though.
She's done a good job tonight for Coach Bear off the bench.
She has.
4 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the fourth and final quarter. 53-28. Cut-throughs King. Caroline.
Oh,
shot
nice
glass.
Move.
No good. Rebound by Meters. Lost it. Loose ball back to Vaughn. Sun Valley has it. And Ari over to Robinson. And Tyra will bring it up. Parsons up on her. Right wing over to Vaughn. Jordan with it. Baseline. Lost it. It'll stay Sun Valley ball. Garcia will trigger it for the Spartans. On the block to Grant. Up glass. Got it.
Wow.
When you're 6'2 and Caroline King's 5'5 guarding you,
yeah,
send it in. Parsons right wing. On the block to Chris Dulles. Gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Weddington basketball. Parsons will trigger it. Into the corner to King. Up top to Citrin. 3:20 to go here. Left side over to Parsons. A three on the way. No good. Rebound by Grant. Over to Robinson.
For Knight.
Tyra with it across the timeline. Drive. Hang. Loose ball. Blocked by Parsons. It'll be Weddington basketball.
All senior cheerleading parents to the back hallway here. All senior cheerleading parents. The
they have only three senior players. I forgot about the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah. I was looking up at that big old list up there.
Timeout Weddington with 3:05 to go here. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Three senior basketball players for girls. And I forgot they do cheerleaders as well.
So
there may be a longer break than normal.
Yeah.
Between us and the boys game to tip off.
So Meters, Robinson, and Coppin, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I feel like the last year and this year was like up years for Sun Valley girls, you know, like talent-wise, you know, and they didn't really get anything done with that. And I think when you lose two players.
Well, let's be fair, too. They've had three coaches in 3 years.
Right. That stability's not there.
No, not at all.
You know, now you lose Robinson and Meters, and it's tough because I don't think.
And you lost that the exchange student that was a junior last year that really
right
played well for them and could score the basketball.
Pascal?
Yeah, Lauren Pascal.
Yeah.
3:05 to go here. Sun Valley up big, 55-28. Citrin across the timeline, up top to Bergman. Ella with it. Parsons on the cut through. Now to Citrin, a three on the way. No good. Rebound by Grant, her 10th.
Her 10th, yep.
Six over to Robinson.
10 rebounds.
Into the corner. Back to Grant on the block, up and good. 8 points and 10 rebounds for Chloe Grant.
Wow.
India Clyburn on the next dead ball will get in. King from the corner, no good. Rebound by Meters. Over to Robinson. Tyra. 2-on-2. Underneath. Garcia up glass short. Grant a rebound. Her 11th. Put back, no, but she's fouled, and Chloe will go to the line for two. 2:14 to go here, 57-28.
Fouls on King for first.
Grant up and gets the roll.
She's about ready to get herself a double-double tonight. 9 points and 11 rebounds.
Wow. Off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
58-28. With 2:15 to go here, Spartans up. And off the
glass.
There
it is. It counts.
Double-double for Miss Grant tonight.
10 points and 11 rebounds. I did not see that coming.
59-28. Citrin across the timeline. Cut through is Krista Dulles. Shot on the way, up and good. Junior forward seeing some action tonight. 59-30 as Robinson will bring it up for Sun Valley. A screen from Grant. Left wing to Garcia. A three on the way, no good. Over the backboard, and it'll be Weddington basketball. Is it allowed? It's allowed to go over the backboard.
I was gonna say, I didn't feel like it hit anything. Did you?
Yeah, I didn't touch anything.
I didn't see it. I didn't think so. That's why I looked up there again.
King quickly across the timeline. Cut through to Parsons. Gabby gonna drive, hang shot, no. Rebound goes right to Robinson. Tyra, 1:30 to go in the game. Tyra. Drive, kick, Meters, three for Ari. Rebound, no.
Could have been a pass.
That's a pass. Grant on the block. Skip out top to Garcia. Back to Grant. Chloe, back to Garcia. They really try to get her the basketball.
Yeah.
Right wing to Robinson. She'll fire up a three. No good. Rebound by Poole. Under a minute to go. Poole to Parsons. Gabby blocked by Meters. Bradley back in, along with Samaya Jackson.
And Ari Meters, right? He said the senior.
Senior number one, Ari Meters!
Skip pass to Parsons. Under a minute to go. Over to Citrin. On the block to Parsons.
Someone's got a cut. There you go.
There you go. It's Krista Doulis up and good. She's got four.
Yeah.
And it's 59-32 with 40 seconds to go in the game. Garcia across the timeline, 30 seconds to go. Left side, over to Jackson, double teamed. Taken away, and a jump ball is called with 26 and a half seconds to go.
They didn't want to blow the whistle there, but they kind of had to.
Yeah, you were looking there like, come on, girls.
Yeah, they get it out of there. That wasn't a quick jump ball.
Up top to Garcia, 22 seconds to go. And it goes into the corner to Bradley. Back up top to Garcia. Grant on the block. No good. Rebound goes to King. 10 seconds to go. Caroline pushes.
Got that left wing.
Seven. Into the corner. Parsons, a 15-footer. Got it.
Yeah.
And Gabby Parsons gets in the scorebook. And it's a final. 59-34. Sun Valley wins it.